drives it through the double block and gets her second kill. Elm Creek 3 and Overton 1 with Tori Miner doing the serving.
Tonight, it's a Ford Kearney Conference Triangler from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Loomis Wolves and SEM Mustangs. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
This time, Burke takes it across and passed right back over by the Mustangs. Get a good rally going here as Elm Creek just dumps it over, but it's wide and out of bounds. Point Mustangs.
All three teams are approaching the middle portion of their schedule, with Elm Creek sporting the highest winning percentage. The Buffaloes hope to improve that number on their home court tonight. It's the Elm Creek Triangler coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Elm Creek High School with Sports Director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Elm Creek. We are at this Fort Kearney Conference Triangular, sponsored by the Buffaloes, and ready for our second match. Our first match tonight goes three sets, and SEM is able to clip Elm Creek. Now they turn right around under first-year coach Adam Koontz to take on the Loomis Wolves. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, bringing you tonight's action. Elm Creek and Loomis will play the final match tonight. And let's take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, where they can take your banking and make it simple. First out for the Loomis Wolves, they'll serve it this way. Number 11 is sophomore Allison Dennis. Number 9 is sophomore Colette Thorell. Number 10, sophomore Michaela Marcy. Number 17, senior Riley Hahn. Number 13, junior Tara Maskey. And number 4, freshman Katie Anderson. The libero is number 3, senior Katie Butler. Loomis just 2-10 on this season. Coached by Roxanne Hunhoff, Loomis's two wins this season are against Elwood, and then they were to beat Franklin at the round-robin tournament that they played on Tuesday. For SEM, number 9 is senior Rachel Ibaugh. Number 7 is sophomore Alicia Pierce. Number 2 is junior Brianna James. Number 8, junior Sydney Glatter. Number 12, senior Shaylee Burr. And number 11, senior Miranda Pierce. First year with the Mustangs, head coach Adam Koontz, assisted by Sharisa O'Neill. They're now 6-7 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll be back with volleyball right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sumner, Loomis, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The New Tech Seed pregame show is brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders, proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, Loomis has won the toss, and they will serve it away first here as our second match is underway. And a good serve there by the sophomore Allison Dennis. To the outside, SEM on their first swing will get a kill with Alicia Pierce. And SEM on the board here, 1-0. Key to watch early here is, can SEM keep the momentum going that they got. That was a long three-set match. Every game went 25-22 against Elm Creek. And the center, Rachel Ibaugh, will serve it across. Loomis sets right side. The attack is going to be through the double block for Loomis's. Colette Thorell, that'll be the first kill for the Wolves. And they'll get the ball back, tied up here at one apiece. And Thorell will go back to serve it away. Colette well off that service line, takes three steps and fires a bullet over to Miranda Pierce. Ibaugh runs it down, sets it to the outside. SCM on the attack with Casey Dittmer. Problems picking it up, and Dittmer will get the kill. I think that's one of the things as we are watching in warm-ups. Loomis looks okay once they handle that serve. That's been the problem, though, is handling some of the attacks. And the serve across by Alicia Pierce. Passes off the mark, and Pierce will get credit for the ace. 3-1 SEM. Don't forget, more high school volleyball on Tuesday. It's a C1 top five matchup as Kearney Catholic travels to Grand Island Central Catholic. And we've got football. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Line drive serve is punched right back at him by the senior Riley Hahn. SEM, good job just to be awake. Shaylee Burr on the attack. Dug out back row by Thorell and set across by Hahn. SEM goes middle. No block, and it's driven down by Brianna James. The blocking at the net was the key reason that SEM beat Elm Creek earlier tonight. And it looks like Loomis will try and just go single block with Riley Hahn. Pierce to serve at 4-1. This one floats into the back row to the freshman Katie Anderson, a very young team here for Loomis. They just pass it across. SEM with the dig. James sets to the outside. Burr, near side attack, is dug out by Thorell. And pass back to Colette. Standing spike is going to be good enough for the kill. Second kill for Loomis. Second kill for Colette Thorell. And back to serve it away here for the green and white of the Loomis Wolves will be the sophomore Michaela Marcy. Marcy floats that one across to Burr. Back set right side for James. Takes it off the double block, and it'll be good enough. Second kill for Brianna. 5-2 SEM. Tomorrow night's football here on Classic Hits. It's Ravenna at Centura. You've got Southern Valley Blue Hill on the Breeze 94.5. Central City at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as SEM serves it into the net and gets it right back over to Loomis. Riley Hahn to serve it away. Neither team listed their height of their team members, but Hahn is obviously the tallest member of this team at maybe 6'1", 6 foot 6'1", looks like at least. Serve across, bump back across to Loomis. Middle attack here is going to be driven down by Allison Dennis. And Loomis is finding a little bit of a groove here early on. Hahn with a chance to tie it up. Second of three matches here tonight. Hahn to serve. Throws that one deep middle, and they let it go. It's just out. And the right decision there for Pierce to let that one fly by her. And it's 6-4 SEM. And back into serve will be Sydney Glatter. Glatter serves, plays that back row. Then they get Dittmer in her place. Serve into the net, though. And right back over to Loomis. Don't forget the NFL tonight on ESPN Radio. 1460, 1550 a.m. The Rams will be taking on the Niners. And ready to serve it away is Tara Maskey. And they can't make up their mind, and it hits the SEM play. They tried to get out of the way, and it drills them in the back. And Maskey will get the ace, and it is 6-6. Maskey serves it away again. Beautiful serve that has to be passed all the way back across the overpass. Sets it up for the outside. The freshman Anderson is blocked, though, this time. And setting up front is Miranda Pierce, teaming up with Rachel Ibaugh, getting the block and getting the ball back over for the Mustangs. Shaylee Burr floats one deep and out of bounds. Just about hit the hair of Marcy there. She was trying to flip to get out of the way. She's got that long ponytail, and it just about swung around and hit the ball, and that counts. But she did get out of the way, and the serve by Katie Anderson. She tries to cut it short, and it's wide and out of bounds. So some serving problems here the last couple of rotations for both teams. And back over to Miranda Pierce here for SEM. Don't forget all of our high school matches also on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thorell passes it across here for Loomis. Dumped over by the setter in Ibaugh. Loomis is ready, though. Sends it right back over. Here is James. She'll get the kill. There's some good quick movement, good alert front row play by both setters. And it ends up being an SEM point. 9-7 Mustangs. First set, second match. Serve it into the back row to Riley Hahn. Set middle. It'll be lofted over there by Dennis. SEM sets outside for Pierce. And Alicia goes near side and gets the kill. That'll be her second here of the game. Three in a row for SEM. And they have extended the lead to 10-7. Three back defensively on serve receive for Loomis. Moving it around. This one's picked up by Marcy. To the outside, it'll be set across here, and SEM will have a chance. As Ibaugh slides it to James, cuts it across in. Too much power on that one. Brianna James rifles it off the back row defender for her fourth kill, and we'll have our first timeout of the match. SEM 11, Loomis 7 of the opening set. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Alicia Pierce gets another kill for SEM as we come back out of the timeout. So it's SEM 12 and Loomis 7. And Miranda Pierce is on the service line. Overpass and a quick dump down for SEM. They dumped it into their own net, though, on the overpass. And the error will give the ball back over to Loomis. And Allison Dennis to serve as we get our second time through the rotation started. SEM gets it to the outside. Set was off the mark. The pass was off the mark, which made the set off the mark. And SEM can't get to it. 12-9. Earlier tonight, SEM a three-set winner over Elm Creek. Elm Creek and Loomis still to play when this is done. Overpass. Riley Hahn dumps it down. Two strong serves there from Allison Dennis. And they result in two quick points for the Wolves. 12-10. SEM still has the lead after getting five in a row, but now Loomis has got three in a row to make it four, but that one's too aggressive and out of bounds deep. Side out Mustangs, 13-10 SEM, and back into the front row, Casey Dittmer. Serving it away will be Rachel Ibaugh. And Rachel cuts that one, had a lot of spin on it, picked up there by Thorell in the front row, then it's passed too close to the net, and they're not going to be able to get it across. There was no angle left. And it's 14-10 SEM. Ibaugh with her first service point. And Rachel will go for two here. Drives it down the right side. It's passed right back to her. Set up here by Dittmer. Into the middle, James. She's blocked by Hahn, and it's an ace block. Riley Hahn makes it 14-11. And Loomis will get the ball back down three. Colette Thorell will serve it away. And Thorell knuckleballs that one down the middle. Pass off the mark. Run down by Alicia Pierce and passed over. Chance here again for Loomis. They're going to back set the right side. Driven across by Maskey, and it's deep. Point SEM, 15-11. Back to serve it away will be Alicia Pierce. Don't forget all the volleyball this week that's going to be around collegiately. If you want to see it, is in Hastings, their home tomorrow night and Saturday evening or Saturday afternoon. 23rd ranked team in the country. Here's an ace serve for Alicia Pierce. UNK and the Huskers out of town, out of the state. Another good strong serve. Pierce stays in the back row and has to be passed across by Katie Anderson. SEM tries to go quickly to the middle, and James will dunk it down. And for Brianna James, that's her fifth kill here of the opening set, and now SEM is widen the margin to 17-11. Alicia Pierce floats it into the middle. Can't be handled. It's another ace. Third ace for Pierce. And it is 18-11 SEM. They have scored four in a row here. We were tied at 7. SEM scored 5. Loomis got 3, made it 12-10. But since then, it's a 6-1 run. Served by Pierce. Looking for another ace and gets it. She has found a spot on the floor, and she continues to go there. 19-11. And someone in the crowd has a flash on right now. And they have not noticed that. I'm surprised they're letting that stay on. Serve across by Alicia Pierce, 19-11. Pass back over by Thorell to the middle. The Mustangs will go with a short little set, but SEM and James had to adjust just to push it over. Hahn in the middle, blocked up front, and an ace block for James. She's controlling the net right now, and it is 19-12. Again, my apologies. I guess they say that just out of bounds, or what's the call here? Oh, in the net. Now the officials are telling us that SEM had went into the net. So the block will not count. And to serve it away will be Michaela Marcy for Loomis. And she's going to get an ace, as it was a beautifully placed serve in the far corners, trying to slide over there. SEM didn't quite get there in time, and it ricocheted into the crowd. Second service ace of the game for Loomis. And Marcy with the serve. Knuckleball this time picked up by Shaylee Burr. Set it back to Burr off the double block. Nobody gets it. It's a kill for Shaylee. That's her first. She led the team with 10 against Elm Creek. But she has not been involved near as much here, just the way the rotation is setting. And to serve it away for SEM, strongly will be James. Mishandle in the back row, and it's passed up into the rafters. Nothing Loomis could do. And give the point to SEM at 21-13, and we will have a timeout on the floor. Game one, Mustangs lead the Wolves, 21-13. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Today's farm tractor is the workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That's why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starter, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school athletics here on your sports leader, Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. From the Elm Creek Gymnasium, this Fort Kearney Conference Triangular, SEM beat Elm Creek in 3 sets, and now they lead Loomis 21-13 here in the opening set of our second match. And Brianna James is at the service line with the serve out of the Loomis timeout, and she's going to get the ace. It looked weird. Loomis thought that she mishit it and it was going to go wide, but it just died and hit the line right in front of their bench. And James will get the ace. That's the 5th ace in this set for SEM. James gets another one. Again, they wanted to get out of the way, and it was just so strong they didn't move quite in time on the Loomis side. 23-13, so it was 12-10, but now SEM has really found their stride. They're on an 11-3 run. Take the 2-point lead out to 10. And another serve here for James. 2 points away from the set, but this one is well deep. And the ball will come back over to Loomis. And Riley Hahn plays all the way around the rotation. She'll go back and serve it away here. Hahn with the toe tap and the serve. Tries to go to the far corner, but it's wide and out of bounds. So back-to-back service errors, and SEM has it back. And they will serve it away here. As checking out will be Brooke Rademacher. And back to serve it away for SEM will be Keisha Thomas for the first time on game point. Loomis sets outside, punched across there by Dennis, and Allison will get the kill. That'll be her second, and we'll play at least one more point here as Loomis will have Tara Maskey in. And serving it away, Maskey trying to get a couple more points here for Loomis. Good pass. Ibaugh sets to the outside. Miranda Pierce drives it across. It's passed up into the rafters, and no one can find it. It's down to the floor, and Pierce will finish it with the kill. And SEM 25, Loomis 15 here in the first set. We'll give you the numbers and move you on to set two right after this on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraskaland National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at nebraskalandbank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. Let's take a look now at the first set statistics. First of all, for Loomis, I had Michaela Marcy with an ace serve. Allison Dennis, two service points, two kills. Tara Maskey had an ace serve. Riley Hahn, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. And Colette Thorell had two kills, five kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For SEM, Brianna James, three service points, two were aces, five kills. Alicia Pierce, six service points, four of them were aces, three kills. Rachel Ibaugh, a service point. Miranda Pierce, four service points, an ace block, and a kill. Shaylee Burr and Casey Dittmer each had a kill. 11 kills, one ace block, and six ace serves as SEM won the opening set 25-15. And again, they're in a hurry here. I don't know why the buzzer went off. They only had about a minute 20 there between sets, but both teams trotted back out there quickly, and SEM will be called in the net on the first swing here of the second set. So Loomis will get the point, and back to serve away is Michaela Marcy, but it's deep and out of bounds, and SEM will get the serve right back with Alicia Pierce. Pierce takes some time on that back line and floats it across. Mishandled. It's going to be an ace. Alicia, her fifth ace serve here of this match, and kind of continues to pile it on right here. That's the seventh overall for SEM. And the serve across, picked up by Thorell. Pass back across by Maskey at Pierce. They'll set to the outside. Here's Shaylee Burr, and she'll get the kill. Burr with her second kill, and SEM is on top by a score of 3-1. Alicia Pierce with the serve. Spins that across to Thorell. They'll set it back to Colette on the right side. Rolls it off the block and gets the kill, her third. Wasn't all that powerful. It was just enough to roll off the double block and not strong enough to get to the backer behind that double block. And Thorell now will serve it away for the Wolves. Line drive, clips the net, picked up by Miranda Pierce, set to the outside. Burr drops it to the back row, dug out there by Marcy, and returned across by Marcy. At the net, the attack, James. Great dig by the Loomis Wolves, and passed across. That dig came from the freshman, Anderson. One more time, James. And in the net, called on Loomis. They had dug it out, but a net violation gets it back over to SEM. And it's 4-2. Serving it, Brianna James, but into the net. Service error. And back across it comes for the sophomore, Michaela Marcy. And Marcy stands on that far right side, ready to serve it. Marcy hits it deep, and it's going to be too deep. 5-3 SEM. So once again, the teams exchange service errors here early in set number three. And the serve across it comes, handled there by Anderson, passed into the net, nothing they can do about it. We've got an ace serve, 6-3. And in there doing the serving is Keisha Thomas. So she gets her first point of the night. And the serve into the back row, handled there by Dennis, and no one gets it after that. Another ace, 7-3, and all of a sudden some problems now on serve receive for Loomis, more than they had in that first game. Thomas high, arching deep serve. They let it go. Oh, and they call it out. And the point will belong to Loomis. Two players were backpedaling as quick as they could. Might have gotten the sight line there, and it was close. I couldn't really tell because they were in my sight line too. 7-4. And back in for SEM will be Sydney Glatter. And to serve for Loomis will be Riley Hahn. Hahn rockets it across. It's passed up into the rafters, and it stays in the rafters. That's a replay. It is wedged up there in the rafters. That's a tough one to do. So they'll replay the point here at 7-5. Well, they're going to give Loomis that point because it was going to be out. I guess they are. So 7-5, and then the next one is into the net, 7-6. I thought anything that got lost in the ceiling was a replay of the point. I'll check that out later. That was unusual. Hahn serves again. And Riley floats that one across. The pass off the mark. Run down by Miranda Pearson. Set across there by Rachel Ibaugh. Loomis is going to go to the middle. And it's going to be floated over by Allison Dennis. And four in a row for Loomis to tie things up here at 7 apiece. 7-7 the score. Hahn has it going from the service line. And Riley's knuckleball just floats across. It's overpassed by James. Loomis gets after it quickly from the middle. Dennis will float it across. Set to the middle. And Loomis will have to dive for that one. Can't get it. The kill for SEM and Miranda Pierce. SEM 8-7 over Loomis. SEM won the opening game 25-15. On the service line will be Shaylee Burr. Miss hit it into the net. And SEM has lost a little of the spark that we saw earlier, and you kind of wonder if they would wear down after that big win against Elm Creek earlier tonight. That was a long match. And the serve across here for Loomis is quickly returned off of Tara Maskey. Dumped back over by Thorell. And the Mustangs go to the outside. They'll tap it across with Pierce. Here's the set, Thorell, and are they going to call the double hit? Yeah, they are. Double hit called on that set attempt. SEM 9-8, playing the best of three. And the serve by Miranda Pierce, deep middle, handled there by Marcy. Set to the middle, Dennis. Dennis didn't have a very good shot at it. She's going to be blocked down by Alicia Pierce. That was fairly easy there, 9-9. Or excuse me, 10-8, not 9-8. And another serve by Miranda Pierce, who had four in a row last game. Tapped across, missed communication for SEM. And give the kill to Tara Maskey. Side out Wolves. So not a lot of long rallies right now. And the serve by the freshman, Katie Anderson, a beautiful one down the middle. Takes it at Burr, tapped across Pierce. Passed right back over the net to SEM. Ibaugh sets middle, and finally one is hammered down with some authority. Brianna James, her first kill of this set and her sixth of the match. And it comes over to Rachel Ibaugh at 11-9. She'll get the ace. 12-9. And for SEM, that is their fourth ace of this game. That is their 10th of the match. And one of the reasons Loomis has struggled is on serve receive to keep it going. This time it's picked up in the back row by Marcy. Passed across there by Thorell, right on the back line, played by Miranda Pierce. Get it into the front row there to Thomas. Tipped across by James, and she'll get the point. Seventh kill for Brianna. And a timeout by Loomis. Timeout on the floor. SEM took the opener 25-15. They're up 13-9 here on Classic Hits 98.9.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Service error out of the timeout for SEM, so Loomis is on the serve, trailing 13-10, and it's tipped across here by the Mustangs. Loomis digs it out, gets it in the middle to Riley Hahn. She dumps it into the block, and it cannot secure it. Hahn with the kill. Just not enough power on some of the swings both sides, like we saw, in that first match, and serving it away is Katie Butler. Here's a slide for SEM. They get it right side, and James... That's what they wanted to see. Eighth kill for Brianna. And Brianna James getting her kill number eight, as we said. 14-11, SEM. Loomis gets it to the middle to Hahn. There's a little bit stronger, which saw the block come back at her, and James with the ace block. That time, Hahn had more on it. It ricocheted stronger off the block, and it worked out for SEM. Alicia Pierce, who has five ace serves, is back there. She's going to have her sixth ace serve right there. She's got some juju on the volleyball that has messed with a couple of the players trying to get serve receive. And again, very young Loomis team. Bunch of sophomores and freshmen, Hahn and the libero Butler, the only seniors. Serve across again by Pierce. It'll be punched back over by Marcy. Overpass, a couple of slaps, and we've got a lift called on Loomis. 17-11, SEM has scored now four in a row. Take the lead out to six. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. And we've still got one more match, Loomis at Elm Creek, when we get done here. Standing spike across by Thorell, right at Ibaugh, so she's got to get out of the way. So Thomas sets it, and it's still a kill for Brianna James. So she has warmed up this time through the front row, and we've got a timeout called by Loomis. SEM 18, Loomis 11, trying to complete the sweep. We're back with more after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Rick Bauer and the crew here at Elm Creek for their hospitality. As we are into the second match, second set, SEM trying to get out of here 2-0 tonight. And they are on the serve out of the Loomis timeout. Still Alicia Pierce firing him over. Has to be bumped back across here by Loomis. SEM will set to the middle. Here comes Burr, and Shaley, who's been very quiet in this match, will get her third kill, second of this set. 19-11, SEM has now scored six in a row. Don't forget high school football night. Ravenna at Centura here on Classic Hits. Hopefully the rain stays away between about 6 and 10 tomorrow so all the kids can get their games in. It's a lot of homecoming festivities as Shaley Burr gets another kill. It's homecoming here and homecoming through a lot of places. And just talking to the hallway between matches, not even to anyone with the volleyball program, but that might have affected Elm Creek a little bit. SEM's block up front probably affected them more. 20-11, SEM now running away and hiding. Riley Hahn on the attack. Dug out in the back row. Miranda Pierce upside to the left side. Shaley Burr and four in a row. 21-11. So Pierce is serving. Burr is killing. And the points continue to mount on the SEM side of the scoreboard. SEM 4 points away from getting to 7-7. And then they go to a tough Bertrand invite this weekend. Serve across, another ace. That is the seventh of the match for Alicia Pierce. And Loomis has hit the wall here in the second set. That is 9 in a row for SEM. 13-11, we were close, and now all of a sudden not close anymore. And Loomis passes it. It bounces on top of the net. Didn't know what to do. Couple of swings. Hahn off the block attempt to James. Again, it sprays across to the double hit called on SEM. We'll give Hahn credit for that point. She just stayed there the entire time. It'd pop up. She'd hammer it. James would grab it. Pop up again. Hammer it. Finally, it went down, and Thorell to serve for Loomis. How many times has that been said over the years on the radio? Thorell. The attack by Burr. Dug out. Returned by Thorell. SEM has to come off the court to run it down, and they do with Keisha Thomas. Pass it back across, but it's going to be out of bounds. Loomis will pick up the point on serve with Thorell. 22-13 SEM. SEM won the opening game 25-15, trying to complete the sweep. Thorell's serve, handled by Miranda Pierce. Eyeball with the set. Right side, there is a big swing by James. Nice dig out of the back row by Anderson. Dumped across that time by Loomis into the ball game is Rademacher. Right back and forth we go. Couple of tips and it's back over to Loomis. And Rademacher with a standing spike. Gets it into the back row to Alicia Pierce. Eyeball sets it for Burr on the outside. Somehow that was dug up by Anderson and passed across. One of the first rallies we've had in this second set. Slide, James, corner, kill. Number 10 for Brianna James. Side out Mustangs at 23-13. And James will go back to serve it away. No, they're going to take her out and have Casey Dittmer come in and serve it for SEM. 2 points away from the match at a 2-0 night. We'll be talking with Coach Adam Kuntz in our postgame, so stay with us. Strong serve at Anderson. Pass towards the net. Thorell tried to keep it out, but there was nothing doing. And another ace makes it 24-13. And it is match point here for the Mustangs. A big night coming in here to Elm Creek and getting two. And Dittmer served just as strong. Anderson passes it up front there to Maskey. Hahn sends it across. Here's Eyeball with the set. Right side attack. Taken across there by Thomas. Dug out by Loomis. Slapped over by Rademacher. One more time, SEM, Miranda Pierce down and good, and that is the end of the match. Miranda Pierce with her third kill, and SEM wins it 25-15, 25-13. They improve to 7-7. Loomis will drop to 2-11, and we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location and see them before the games begin. A great selection to choose from, whether you're the athlete or whether you're the fan. Get your game on at Misco's and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the second set numbers here as Parents Night is going on for the Elm Creek volleyball team. For Loomis, Katie Butler had one service point. Allison Dennis had a service point. Tara Mask, one kill. Riley Hahn, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. And Colette Thorell, a service point and a kill. Five kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For SEM, Brianna James had an ace block and five kills. Keisha Thomas had two ace serves. Alicia Pierce had a ton of service points again in that game. Looks like a total of 9. 3 of them were aces. Rachel Ibaugh had an ace serve. Miranda Pierce, a service point and 2 kills. Shaylee Burr, 4 kills. And Casey Dittmer, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. SEM had 11 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 7 more ace serves as they take game 2 to sweep the match 25-13. We'll come back with the composite numbers and hopefully have a quick chat with SEM coach Adam Kuntz. It's all coming up on the Misco Sports postgame show.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Continuing on with the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the overall final numbers of our second match tonight. For Loomis, Katie Butler, 1 service point. Michaela Marcy had an ace serve. Allison Dennis, 2 service points, 3 kills. Tara Maskey had an ace serve and 1 kill. Riley Hahn had 4 service points. 1 was an ace block, and 3 kills. And Colette Thorell had 1 service point and 3 kills in the match. Loomis ended up with 10 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves. For SEM, I had Brianna James with 3 service points, 2 of them aces. She had an ace block and a team-high 10 kills. Keisha Thomas had 2 ace serves. Alicia Pierce led the team in serving tonight as she had a total of 15 with 7 of those going down as ace serves. She had an ace block and 3 kills. Rachel Ibaugh, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Miranda Pierce, 5 service points, an ace block, 3 kills. Shaylee Burr, 5 kills. And Casey Dittmer, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. I had SEM for 22 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 13 ace serves as they improved to 7-7 with a 25-15, 25-13 win over Loomis. They go 2-0 tonight, and we are pleased to welcome to the Misco's postgame show head coach Adam Kuntz. Got a chance to meet him briefly in between matches after the big win against Elm Creek. And, Coach, you come in, you go 2-0, you've got to be elated.
Yeah, we've been playing nonstop for the first part of September, and we had a few days off finally this week to work on some things, some small things, mainly defense. And they really showed it tonight. They showed a lot of anticipation and aggression on the defensive end and picked up a lot. And I think we've been really working on our transition game, and those digs lead to kills. You know, we can't always just score and serve, receive, or free ball. So they've been doing a great job trying to learn the game, and I think things are finally starting to make a little bit of sense on the court when they happen live.
Obviously, the two teams that you faced tonight were different. Loomis, much younger, struggling. When you played Elm Creek, I was very impressed with the net game, the blocks. You had, I think, 9 ace blocks. I had Loomis just doesn't really, most of the time, maybe get enough momentum behind their swings so that it ricochets back like Elm Creek did, and then you serve strong against that young team. But very impressed with your net play. Seemed to be the reason that you beat Elm Creek earlier tonight.
Yeah, it's good to hear that just because in practice it's hard to simulate a game like that. As you can see, I only suit 8 players on my varsity squad, so I'm trying to get those other girls to kind of feel competition. And I said, I got varsity jerseys to hand out, but I need some learning to happen, and I want you to compete for that spot. It's not just a gift just because the spot's there. And we're not very deep. So in practice it's hard to simulate, and we try to do a lot of one-on-one stuff with our varsity players. And I'm hoping it's starting to pay off because sometimes we don't get all 6 of our players on the court in practice. And it's tough to build chemistry, but they're starting to buy in, and things are really fun now.
From the sounds of how much you've improved since you took over this program and the kids have improved here in the first 14 matches, where now do you go from here? What are you still looking for? What's the next step?
Get better. Just simply get better. We have no expectations. It's hard to say, you know, sub-district title, district appearance. We do have a goal of finishing the top 4 of conference. And in the Fort Kearney Conference, I think to finish in the top 4 for a Class D program like this, who is just on the rise, that would be a huge accomplishment for us. So we're just looking at just getting better every day. We don't have any long-term goals as far as that. intangible goals.
Well, keep winning. That always helps. I know that's the case. Just another minute here with Adam Kuntz of SEM. As I take a look at the two performers at the net tonight, Brianna James led you in the second game. Shaylee Burr led you in the first match. And then Miranda seems to be all over the place here. You do have some seniors out there. How much more learning did you find with them? Because I know they haven't had all the success coming up through the years as maybe they would have wanted, and that's probably why there's a new guy in town.
Yeah, you know, I told you before when you came down and introduced yourself that it was ugly. It was ugly the first couple days of practice, and I thought I was totally in over my head. But, you know, they bought in. It's been slow but sure. They've wanted the easy way out a lot, and they've looked at me when I said we're going to redo a drill or we're going to redo conditioning because I didn't think it was good enough. And the stares at me the first couple days, like, all right, I think this guy might be for real. I'm not going to give up on him, because the first 3 years I just feel like they've kind of been tossed around, and I just feel like those seniors for going through, you know, all the losses and trying to jump that hump deserve a great season. I'm just working my tail off for them.
Bertrand on Saturday, tell me about that and who's all in it, who you're going to see.
Yeah, Bertrand tournament, it's a five-team round robin. We'll have Bertrand first, followed by Palmer, followed by Cedar Valley, and followed by Pleasanton, which is a conference school. We've already played Bertrand one time this year. First weekend out, you know, I think we've learned a lot since then. Obviously, Bertrand's gotten better, but it's one of those teams where you can actually go out and measure your level of improvement. You know, they're going to swing hard. They play organized ball, top of the state in D2. You know, so it's a chance for us to go out and play hard with no expectations and see what we can do. How do we match up? Where do they pick us apart at? And where do we learn from a great team like that?
All right, Adam. Hey, it was great to watch your girls tonight. Congratulations on the two wins, and hopefully we'll get to see you again soon. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you very much.
That's Coach Adam Kuntz, head coach of the SEM Lady Mustangs. They pick up two wins tonight and advance on to 7-7 on the season. And that's our MISCO Sports postgame show. MISCO Sports taking care of all the area athletes and schools. We're going to take about a 10-minute break, and then Loomis and Elm Creek will play our final match. So keep it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally, so you know you can trust that it's done right.